What's going on, people? It's JJ. This is the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast. In a few minutes, my buddy Kay Fitz will join the show. We'll talk about the Seattle game. We'll talk about all the games before this that are of any relevance, which is, the last couple. The inconsistencies of the Stars and the fact that they're consistently inconsistent. So let's go ahead and start the show, shall we? Hi, how's it going?
It's going. How are we doing your way?
It's going.
Not very good with the overtime loss the other night, especially as how quick it ended.
Dude, it's a Dallas team, you know? That's all I can say. The only consistency is, well, the inconsistency.
That's a shame.
And I hate to say it, but it goes through every sport here in Dallas.
They really look at what happened last night with the Cowboys and the Bills.
Hey. This is a hockey show, sir, not a football show.
You did mention Dallas team, so.
That, my friends, is what they call a deflection. No. This is a hockey show, not a football show. See, I can't even words. English are hard. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, a little bit rough after the other night. You know, it's just, you kind of go, what gives? But then you got Seattle coming. And yikes, you know.
Yeah, Seattle's been kind of one of those teams that sometimes has our number, and sometimes we have theirs.
I'm telling you, this year, though, if they were to play them in the playoffs, Seattle beat us.
You think so?
Oh, I know so, yeah.
I didn't think Seattle was doing too hot this season.
Oh, no, they're not, but they'll still beat us.
Oh, Lord, wow. There goes that faith.
Like I said, Dallas fan.
If you hear some noises in the bathroom background, I apologize. I got to get dinner going here while we're doing our little podcast. One thing about this time of the year, my schedule, even though I set a certain schedule, I always get something, throws a monkey wrench into it and throws my whole day off. And that little something is usually my mother. But I love her. You never tell your mom no.
Right.
But anyway, back to the Stars. Well, I guess the first thing I want to bring up is I guess Ottinger's going to be out for a whole minute.
Mm-hmm.
So they, as I predicted, they've called up Matt Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other night against the Senators, I guess they went with the emergency. I guess they didn't have time to call up Matt Murray, being that it was such short notice. But So I guess maybe we'll see the young man again.
The emergency backup goalie because of time and money. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Like, wow. I don't know what you do about that. I really don't. I mean, Matt Murray is now up, but you know, the question remains, what if that happens again? Not what if, but when that happens again.
Right. Well, and you know what? I kind of saw this coming. I really kind of saw this coming. I think me and you've been talking about it. I told you there was something off about Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was this season. He was not moving as fast as he usually does. He just didn't seem like he's been playing the way that, you know, we're used to seeing Andre play. He's had more goals scored on him this season so far to this point than he has in the past.
He really has, hasn't he?
You know, and it's not very typical for him. You know, I think they were talking the other night during the game about, you know, usually we don't allow as many goals as we have in the past. And here, I think we're averaging allowing 4 goals a game. That's averaging.
That's wild. Like, and it happens so quick.
Like, it does.
Just the other night, we were down 2-0 in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, almost less than 2 minutes. Granted, we came back and won that game, but still. And then we go against the Senators and we're up 2 goals, pretty much the same scenario, and lost that one in overtime.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about the Senators. I really don't. I know that my faith in the team tonight kind of, what's the word? Does it revert back to that game? Or originates? I guess it's originates. My faith in this game tonight is because of that last game. Like, I don't know what to expect because, you know, well, despite the fact that Ottinger was kind of, Wedgwood thrown in, and Jake left.
And Ottinger had to finish the night before. Remember, yeah. This was a back-to-back game.
Yeah.
You know, a game where, you know, Wedgwood might have been expecting to probably play in this game against the Senators. However, wasn't expecting to have to play the night before.
Right. And that's kind of what I was alluding to, but I'm having trouble kind of finding the words to surmise the thought process because, you know, you just throw Wedgwood in there and like, now what? You know, can he shoulder the load that Jake's going to miss? Can Matt Murray go? Oh, excuse me. I have the hiccups. Sorry. Can Matt Murray jump in for Wedgwood? Like, the whole thing is now uncertain, you know?
Yeah.
And for that matter, what defense is going to show up to help the goalies?
Well, honest and truly, I think our defense has actually been the ones that are keeping us in these games. I think it's our star players and our offense that's been kind of lackluster. That's my honest opinion. Who's been scoring for us? Defenders.
Yeah, true. Mero the other night. I think he did both games, didn't he? Did he start off?
Yes, I believe, Merrill.
I mean, and that's what we said, or I think it was me and you. That's what we said the last time was if they wanted to win, we have to have the defenders in the play too. So, yeah, they got that going for us, but, you know, you have to be able to protect the goalie too. And
that's true.
You know, it's feet position, it's stick positioning, it's being at the right place, right time. You got Esa Lindell who likes to get the puck tangled up in his stick, or in his skate, rather, not stick. Oh, my. And speaking of monkey wrenches, like one bad play can throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing.
Well, you know, the other night in the overtime, I'm going to have to go look at this up against the Senators, but I think it was Robertson who lost the puck and
That
gave
sounds
it to
about
the
right.
Senators, and they scored. And Robo has been losing the puck a lot lately.
And you know, that could be any reason why, though. It could be like confidence. You know, it could be fear. I mean, he's still young, so let me ask you this. Why wouldn't he be afraid to mess up in a big situation? Overtime's huge. It's win or go home. So, you know, I could see him making a mistake or two because he is young, but I mean, I don't
Well,
know.
I know whoever it was, they were trying to be kind of cutesy with the and lost it.
That's what they gotta eliminate. I mean, there's a time and a place for precision passing, you know? And there's a time and a place for just throwing it in on the net, you know? That's what you're gonna have to do. Whatever you do, keep it out of your zone, really. That's all it boils down to.
Pretty much.
And you know, the great passing or cute passing or whatever you want to call it, it helps. It kills time, gets everybody out of position if you're lucky, but you're not always lucky. And you know, if you do that continuously, man, people are going to expect that. Oh, they're just going to wait for the right pass, and you know, we can just jump in and steal it. So, I mean, you can't get reckless with it, but you can't get too cute with it either. And just, I don't know. My faith in this team right now is gone.
Well, I wouldn't say my faith is gone. It's just there's certain things that are happening this season that are not typical. And well, it's kind of like last season when we went through that spurt where we were constantly going into overtime. And we talked about it last season about how they need to watch doing that. Well, granted, they haven't been going to overtime as much this season, but here's the kicker. They've had, I believe, 9 or 10 games where they've had to come back and win. And I think that's tied for second, or that is the second most in the league right now.
That's nuts. That is nuts, dude.
So yeah, when you look at things, that right there, you shouldn't be playing the comeback game. Hockey is not a sport you want to play the comeback game in.
No, because it can get real ugly real quick. I mean, it has. It's blown up in their faces. This is wild too. Their record overall for the Stars, 17-8-4, but their last 10 are 5-3-2.
Yeah.
5-3-2. What?
That doesn't bode
How?
well, especially when you're looking at playoffs when you're going to be playing a series.
No. That's exactly why I'm worried about this team. Like, any one of these could be a playoff series at some point. Anyone. I mean, God, I hope it's not Ottawa. Yike. And I definitely hope that we don't end up with Tristan Jarry and the freaking Penguins. I still can't get over that goalie goal.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, it just. I mean, when you think about it, with Ottinger being out, the defense is a little hurt too. Really is. And, you know, the good teams, they find a way to bounce back and win. And I'm not saying we're not gonna pull out of the time he's out with bad luck. 'Cause I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict that. But, you know, they're gonna have to figure out a way. And right now, man, if your faith isn't in Scott Wedgwood, which I mean, he's kind of building faith for me. I'm building faith in him because I've seen what he can do. But you're gonna have to have like somebody like Matt Murray. He's got to step up.
Yeah, he's really going to have to step up, especially right now, being that we don't know how long Ottinger's going to be out. They need to leave him out for a while, though, let him completely heal, especially if you are planning on being in the playoffs. Let's just say we are planning, we do, of course, want to be in the playoffs. But if you're wanting to make that playoff run, you've got to have a good goaltender. And
yeah.
Ottinger, when his game is on, is one of the best. And I've been telling you this all season. I told you something felt off. And yeah, I understand that puck getting caught up underneath his skate probably twisted something and tore something even worse. But I can almost promise you there was something going on before that, and it just it finally caused it to snap, and that was about all she wrote, and that's why he was injured.
Oh, for sure. You can tell when somebody is off because, you know, Ottinger plays, I'll say, lights out to keep it PG. You know, when he's good, like you said, when he's good, he's good. And when he's off, boy, he's off.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, do you think we would be mentioning Ottinger saying he's 11-7-2?
That sounds odd.
It doesn't sound like Ottinger. That sounds like Wedgwood.
That's what I was just thinking. Like,
wait, I mean, truthfully, that sounds like Wedgwood. That does not sound like Ottinger.
I would have thought maybe Otter had two losses in him. Like, just two, you know?
Yeah, not seven.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But, yeah, it's going to be rough. And Seattle, I feel like, is going to give them a run for their money tonight because they know that Wedgwood and Matt Murray are in net. Like, I feel like they're going to see blood in the water, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, but Wedgwood's actually been doing pretty decent.
Yeah, he has, but you can't count on that forever. You really can't.
That's true. He is kind of like the stars, you know. You never know which Wedgwood you're going to get.
Right. And, you know, you want to believe in your goalie. But the rest of it, it's not like a one-person team. There's no I in team. So, if you want me to believe in Wedgwood, man, y'all got to play real, real hard and real well in front of him. That sucks. It's like blaming the quarterback for the loss of a team, and that team could be dominated completely. And yeah, they were, by the way. Y'all know who I'm talking about, but like, it just, you can't blame Wedgwood. You know, he's only doing what he feels like he can do. When you look at the situations where he's gone too far out, he probably felt like he had to.
Right.
But why? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, my perception of this, my point of view is changing almost every day because, you know, you look at where the defense is in front of him, and then you look at where he has to go, and it's just like, well, there's some communication there that's broken. Like, what's going on? And, you know, everybody expects Dallas to beat Seattle. Seattle is not doing very well. They're not, I'll say they're not terrible. You know, and maybe that is showing them just a little bit of generous love. I don't know, but any team, any day. And, I don't know. I'm shaken up about it. Like, I'm scared. You've got Pavelski, Haskinen, you've got who else? Matt Duchene could play a factor in this, but could they?
Well, if you look at the history of it, of course, Pavelski's always kind of had, you know, Seattle's number. You know, I think he's scored in their last three or four meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course you've got him. You know, you're just waiting for Robo to finally come out of whatever it is he's going through. It's weird because it's like the Lions right now that are scoring are not the Lions we're used to scoring. Like you were saying the other night against the Blues, you know, the first two scores were from Marchment and Delandria. Wasn't expecting that.
You see, and my point of view on that, just like it was the other time we talked, that's genuinely or generally a good thing.
It is.
But then at the same time, why? Like, what happened to Sagan? What happened to... Just what happened? Like, I mean, Duchesne is being Duchesne. He's still making his presence felt. Hence is hence. You know, those guys are all right. Pavelski is... I don't think anything's going to slow Joe Pavelski down. Honest to goodness truth. But, you know, when you have the fourth line or third line, either in either case, being the offense and only the offense, or only the third or fourth line, why?
These are all good questions, and unfortunately, I don't have the answers.
See, here's my thing, though. What was the score from the St. Louis game?
If we finish up going into overtime and they won by a score of 4-3.
Do you think our offense is drying up again?
You know, I don't know what it's going on because, like, you know, we hit moments of where it's like, man, we are pretty dang good. And then we hit these moments of, oh no, we suck again. You know, it's like, well, I mean, truthfully, I mean, like Johnston, which granted, he's in his sophomore season, but I feel like maybe he's hit that sophomore slump right now because he really hasn't done a lot lately.
I mean, that's why you pull for him because, you know, a lot of people, when they go through that sophomore slump, man, sometimes it lasts the whole season.
Yeah.
And that's when you worry because, you know, what's that going to do to his confidence? What's that going to do to his time on ice? Yeah, that's a good point.
One thing I've noticed between those last two games, first against the Senators and then against the Blues, the Senators, the first period we came out, it looked like we were very flat. We couldn't keep up with the Senator players. They were out skating us. They were out defending us. They were beating us on the boards. They were just dominating us. Then the second period came, and we started mounting a comeback, and we started actually out skating them. Third period, we out skated them again, and then wound up winning that one in dramatic fashion, of course, as all of our games have to be. And we wound up winning that game 5-4. Then we come into St. Louis and we start off the game and we're out skating St. Louis and we score 2-0 right off the bat. The second period comes, we give up 2 goals and it just seems like we start deflating. The third period came and it looked like we were kind of even, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they were out shooting us like crazy. Yeah, they wound up out shooting us big time. It was 34-23 for the final of the game. Let me see here. Let me see if I can see if I can find where it's broken down by period. But anyway, just to go back into what I was saying, it just seemed like after that first period that we came out, we were doing so great. The second and third period, they were just dominating us. They were just out skating us. You know, if you go back and watch that first period, we were giving them hell. They weren't able to keep it in our offensive zone. Every time they would cross the line, we were defending them, breaking it up, and going back the opposite direction. Where, as in the second and third period, you could see that change. And I'm not sure what in the world happened there, but you know, it just got ugly, and it got ugly fast after that. And then we wound up going to overtime, thanks to Dodonov's goal. Just to lose, like, in 37 seconds into the overtime period.
See, and I hear about that, and it makes me wonder. You know how I am, too. I'm like, well, did you try to win? 37 seconds? Really? And to a semi-rebuilding team, no less? Like, they just fired their bench boss, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and here's another kicker. Here's another one for you that'll kind of tell you a little bit more of the tale of the tape. So in the second period, we had two power plays and did nothing with either one of them.
Okay, so there's this guy that's called, or that's named Steve Spott. He's a coach, and if you read some reviews on him, a lot of people say he's one of the worst coaches in the league. He coaches for the green. So, do you blame that? Do you blame the players? Who's at fault there? And for that matter, if you're a good team and you're getting smacked around a little bit, a good team would bounce back. You know, they would have a little more fight in them than to lose in the first 30 seconds, or 37 seconds of overtime. Like, you adapt and overcome, and they don't adapt at all.
It's so frustrating as a fan, especially when you are seeing, there are certain players out there that are, honest and truly giving it they're giving it every bit of effort they have. And it's like it just seems like sometimes they just don't have the backup. The other night, during one of the plays, and I don't want to throw our captain Jamie Benn under the bus, but in all seriousness, had Benn been on his game and paying attention to what the world was going on, he was behind the net. The puck trickled over to him. He had a wide open. I want to say, actually, I think this was in the overtime period during the don't get me quoted on this, but I think it was in the overtime period during the Blues game. The puck trickled behind the net, and he had an opportunity to get it to oh goodness. Anyway, to one of our players was right there in front of the net, and it careened around him, and he completely missed an opportunity, and he was just pretty much standing there like he was stuck in the ice. And it wound up getting out, and it wound up getting to a Stars player, and it was that, and it wound up going back. We were, of course, going back to our zone to reset things, and that's when they kind of started getting cutesy with the puck and turned it over and score.
Why does it feel like every time they rush around that they do something stupid and put the other team back in it?
Yeah.
Like, huh?
We'll drop it off.
Whoa.
I'm trying to watch the replay of it real quick.
Just you can't do that. Like, oh. The way I was raised, you cannot rush something and expect it to be done right. You know, I cannot I can't count on two hands and 2 feet how many times I've gotten chewed out for rushing something and messing it up, you know.
Are you
Even
gonna have
if
to help me out with numbers? Who's number four
for who?
for us? Not for us.
Miro?
Number four?
Yes.
Who is that?
Miro Heiskanen.
Heiskanen. Okay. So Heiskanen's the one who threw the errant puck toward to 91.
Sagan?
Sagan. Yeah, to Sagan. Sagan missed it, and that's where the Blues got the puck. I'm watching the replay. I'm trying to slow things down real quick. So that was what happened in overtime.
Dude, that's all they have to do is slow it down a little bit. That's all.
He passed it right there in the open ice. Oh, that
Man,
was
what the
horrible,
heck?
horrible, horrible, horrible. And then Wedgwood actually stopped the initial he stopped the initial rush in, and they got it off of a rebound.
So if somebody scores on the rebound, to me, that means that's a defensive fault because if the rebound, I mean, if the defense was there, the rebound wouldn't have been.
Well, we had two players on the opposite side of where the rebound went to.
Right. So they're not playing the net front the right way then.
No, not at all.
Because if you have somebody on each side of the goalie, I mean, yeah, you prevent them from moving a little bit, probably. But at the same time, man, you prevent the puck movement, too.
Yeah, you had Marchman and Duchesne went to the opposite side of where the rebound was. Seguin was the only one on the other side, but he was back by the he was back in the trapezoid.
Why on earth would you have two guys on the opposite side of the net?
They were careening, going around, I guess, trying to avoid at that point. They were trying to defend the player who had number 25 for the Blues, whoever that is.
Don't get me on that one. I don't know.
They were trying to defend him as he was going into the net. And they all three of them just kind of careened around as Wedgwood blocked it good, but he was sprawled out. And there goes the rebound. Yeah.
Oh. So the sprawling out is what was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, because Wedgwood was completely sprawled, and they got it in over his skates.
They should have defended that better.
Yeah, they should have.
If your goalie is on his stomach, you can't expect him to go 3 miles just to get a puck. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah, that's where you guys got to jump in there and kind of help out.
Like, how hard can it be to play a little bit cleaner defense? A rebuilding St. Louis Blues team. Are you kidding me? You know, and I said to my buddy Weldon in the last show, I said I was scared of Ottawa and St. Louis. Because, well, Ottawa's Ottawa, you know, and you don't know what to expect from them either.
True. But
the Blues, man, they're rebuilding. They should have been easy, but that's the exact reason why they're not going to be. And they beat us. What the heck? Like, what gives? And now you expect me to invest time and money in the Seattle game, or, yeah, I mean, you don't, but still, time is money. So you expect me to watch the Seattle game and be ecstatic that, oh, we have a chance to win again. And 37 seconds into the OT against the Blues, you lose. I'm supposed to trust you? I'm supposed to be ecstatic to spend the next 3 hours when I have to wake up early the next day and watch that? If I was the GM or coach or even the players themselves, man, I would be kicking myself. I really would.
Well, here's the thing. Our star players really need a wake-up call. And when I'm talking about our star players, I'm talking about Ben. I'm talking about Robertson. I'm talking about, you know, even Johnston. So let me tell you why I say something like that. I'm fixing to give you a couple of numbers. And I guarantee you would have never thought they would have been this close to each other in goals scored if I'd asked you last season. How close do you think these two players? So let me ask you real quick. How close do you think Robertson and Johnston are for one of our defenders, Harley, in goal scored?
I'd say Harley's probably behind by 4 goals.
Two goals. He's behind. He has 7 goals on the season. Robertson, Johnston, and Seguin, all three have 8. I mean, I'm sorry, all three have 9 on the season. Excuse me.
Yeah,
Our top leading goal scorer right now is Pavelski at 13, followed closely by Hintz and Marchman.
Ah, how about that Mason Marchment?
Oh, trade Mason Marchment. I'm telling you.
Trade Marchment. It's his fault. He's not playing like he should have been. He's not playing like he was in Florida.
No.
I could go off on a tangent about that, but I won't. I'm going to save the listeners.
Trade DeLandria, but not Marchment.
Hey, hey. You don't need to trade anybody right
just
now.
Just a joke. Just a joke.
I love this dude. I really do. He knows how to rile me up like some people do. Very few people can. He can attest to that. But, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, honestly. We joke around about trade this guy, trade that guy. We talk about trade this guy, trade that guy. Tiny little slump sent Dennis Gurion off packing.
Yeah.
Tiny little slump could send the likes of God only knows who. Let's go Foxa. Because it was payday. The tiniest little slump could send him packing. I mean, they'd be stupid. It'd be a desperation move.
Yeah, I would not get rid of Foxa right now. He's actually one of the shining stars on this team right now.
But he's the only one of trade value, too.
True.
Because in some ways, you know, he's the engine of the team. He's what keeps him going. I mean, the fourth line is, for this team, the fourth line, well, maybe it's hockey in general. The fourth line is just as important as the first line.
It's true.
So, I mean, you really don't want to get into a position where you have to sacrifice anybody. And that's what I was so upset about last season. Like, okay, Domi was cool and all, but, you know, you gave up somebody that could have been in a slump and pulled out of it for a guy that took his money and ran.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. And I think you're right. Even if we'd offered him even a better deal, I don't think Domi would have stayed with us. He wanted to go home.
And I can't blame him.
No, you can't.
Like, just when you miss home, that's where it is. So, you know, good on him. But what did you give up? I mean, they still talk about what Gurionov has done.
Yeah.
Now and again for this team. They did it just the other night. I believe it was in Florida. Because, no. Maybe it. Not Florida. Ottawa, sorry.
Ottawa, yeah.
Yeah, Florida. What was I thinking? It might have been Florida, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I do remember them mentioning Dennis Gurion.
It was against one of the Kachuk boys. That's what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had that clutch goal in the playoffs in that one series. I believe it was the season where they almost went and won the Stanley Cup. I mean, they got the four and mopped with them by Tampa Bay, but they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, and part of the reason why was Dennis Gurianov. You know, he left his handprint on this team, and he got traded.
We definitely missed his leadership.
I mean, I miss his speed too.
Yeah, that too.
I truly miss his speed. Like, gonna be honest with you, I see why they traded him, and crystal clear honesty, I see why they traded him. I do. But how much better would this team be if either Smith or Steele was gone and Gurionov was on that line? I mean, I can't say with 100% certainty it would be better, but it adds some speed to that line to have him.
Yeah, and right now we're just getting outskated. It seems like almost everybody's outskating us at some point in these games. Now, there are some games where we do pick it up. And in fact, you know, as they were talking the other night when we were playing against the Blues. The Blues were fading off because were taking advantage of us because it was a back to back game. So you could definitely see where the Stars were starting to get tired.
Yeah. I mean, however, that's logical.
However, you can't use that excuse in all games. And it seems like even when we have a long break, just like the other night against the Senators, we came out very lackluster, very slow, sluggish, was outskated in the first period, outscored in the first period, and had to play comeback. Once again, why are we having to play comeback? Because we're giving up the puck so many times, and we're giving up these breakaway goals because we can't get back to defend them.
And the fact that this team couldn't finish a game to save their life. The media has harped on that forever. You have to, or so is the GM. We had to play a 60-minute game. Heck, DeBar said it too. More than I care to admit, they have to play a 60-minute game. And I want to throw this at you. Even if they're on a back-to-back, even if they've had a 3-day break prior to the game they need to play that day, on any given day, do they have the ability, and for that matter, the desire to finish a game? I'm going to say no.
Well, one thing, like you said, this team, for some reason, and I don't know if it's the leadership, I don't know if it's the players themselves, they really do lack that killer instinct, that finish your opponent off, get out there, be aggressive, be smart with your aggression, and finish your opponent off. That's what this team is missing greatly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, they better find it for tonight, because you can't tell me Seattle's not coming in to town wanting to prove something, especially after we eliminated them from the playoffs last season.
If I was in that shade of blue in that locker room and I was looking at the Stars, I would smile. I would smile and I would be licking my chops. And this pains me to say, because from a sports management type point of view, you see a team that's inconsistent. You see a team that plays whatever way they want to, it seems like, with any given goalie in net. And you see that the starting goalie is out. They have so much going against them, even though, yeah, it's still a really good team. If I'm Seattle, yeah, I'm coming in here licking my chops and I'm going, well, right now Dallas is fairly decent and we have a big game ahead of us, but look, their holes in their team are here, here, and here. Attack them. And I bet you that's exactly, like you said, what Seattle does.
Yep.
Because what's the old saying in the military? Don't show your weakness because something. It gives the opponent the advantage or some mess like that.
Yeah, don't. I know what you're saying, and I can't think of the exact saying, but I get what you're saying. You know, don't let them see you sweat. Pretty much, don't let them see your weakness.
You can't. Yeah, you can. Even in the wild, in the animal kingdom, an injured animal doesn't let a predator see that it's hurt.
Nope.
And when I see this Dallas Stars team and how they don't come out here and play like they own that ice, as a Dallas Stars fan, I see that as weak. I really do. And it's because, well, It should be. If you're a good team, that ice should be your ice, and it doesn't matter what barn you're in. If you're a good team and you're not messing around, that ice is yours, and you're leaving everybody in your wake.
This is true. And now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not sitting here. I don't want to down the Stars or anything like this. And granted, I am one of those. Like I have said many times in the past, any given day, any team can beat any team, and I'm a firm believer in that. I have always been a firm believer in that. In fact, case in point, look what happened just last night with the Golden Knights. I believe they lost to. They lose to last night.
Did they lose?
I think they lost. They lost.
That makes my day.
Trying to find it here. Well, I know they beat Ottawa. It was last night. Okay. Maybe it wasn't last night. Maybe they lost to a not so great team here recently. But it just goes to show you that any given team can lose.
Yes, that's true. But look at where the Stars have been in the standings already. And look where they've fallen to.
This is true.
How are you that close to Winnipeg if Winnipeg is supposedly a way worse team than us? They are in a slump, yeah. They can work it out, yeah. But the question is, are they going to? And yeah, it's over-exaggerated, but come on, you have Seattle coming up, you have Vancouver, yeah, the Vancouver that shut the door on us 2-0. One of the last times they played us, the most recent time they played us, that is. You've got, like I said, Seattle, Vancouver, Nashville, St. Louis again, Chicago, and Chicago. Back-to-back of Connor Bedard. And right now, we should be hyped up about the Calder Trophy matchup of Beniers and Johnston, but I'm not.
No.
Like, those two are really good players, yeah. Those two battled for that Rookie of the Year trophy, yeah. It should be the talk of the town, but, you know, you look all over the sports media world and somebody said, In a roundabout way, that, you know, the Stars fizzled out. One of the last couple games where the Stars crapped out, somebody said they mopped the floor with the Stars. I don't want to be in the news for that.
No.
I want to be in the news because the Stars were triumphant against a challenge. You know, the overtime game is cool. It really is. Like, it makes for exciting hockey. But not if you're going to lose in 37 seconds.
No. And here's another problem. We need to be a little bit more consistent on our power play. Now, we have gotten a lot better on our power play. I think at one point we were as low as 24th or 27th in the league in power play. And we have brought that up. We're now ranked number 8. But that being said, you know, it's hard to win games when you do absolutely nothing on 3 power plays, and that's what happened against the Blues.
A good team finds a way to win, not a way not to lose.
This is true.
Power play, penalty kill, all that should have been the cream of the crop, the way that we had been playing. And I don't know if that's mismanagement by the coaching that's in charge of that. I don't know if that's mismanagement by the players in charge of that. I don't know the ins and outs because I'm not in that locker room, but a good team would find a way to win in spite of all that, too. They really would.
And look, I don't mean to pat teams on the back or anything of that nature, but I will say this. Let me tell you something. You know, my Houston Texans found a way to win without several of our key players, not just one. You know, we've lost Nico Collins, we've lost CJ Stroud, we've lost Tank Dell, we lost Will Anderson Jr., we lost our starting left tackle. I mean, you look at all the players that the Texans lost, and they still found a way to beat the Titans this Sunday. So when you're a team and you're a team of destiny and you're a team that knows that they can win, they find a way. Was it pretty? No, it wasn't pretty. We had our third string quarterback in there. It was not pretty, but they still won.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for it to be pretty. But right. You've got to get out there and you've got to grind it. You've got to want it. You've got to fight for it. And right now, I just don't feel like the stars are doing that. I feel like you get flashes of that. Every once in a while, you'll get a flash of it. But it's just not enough. It's not consistent enough.
You've got players on this team that can make quote-unquote pretty plays, too. Look at Tyler Seguin winning the Stanley Cup in his freaking rookie year. He was 19 with Boston. What has he done since? I love the guy. I love him to death. I love his attitude, his personality, his goofiness. He's one of my favorite players. What's he done? How about... Yeah, I'll go ahead and say Roope Hintz, too. You know, he's put himself on the map. People are planning for him now and all that. He needs to step up, too. He really does.
Yeah, I agree. And,
going back to the Houston thing, because I find it relatable for this situation, their backs were against the wall. I saw that whole game.
Oh, yeah.
Their backs were against the wall, and they had to win. They stepped up, and they won.
It was one of those games where they had to win. And I feel like right now, if tonight's game were to determine whether the Stars make or break or don't make the play, and I know I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying if it were one of those make or break type games, I'm like you. I don't have the confidence that the Stars are gonna come out there and dominate to win this game because they need to win. I feel like it'll be lackluster. Low energy might get picked up. You know, it seems like the energy doesn't pick up until we're really down. And when I say really down, I'm not talking about like one or two goals. I'm talking like three goals down. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, let's pick our energy up. Let's get this going. By then, it's too late.
Yeah. I mean, you might tie it up and then lose in overtime. Oh, wait.
That did happen.
Yeah. The energy needs to be there from start to finish. And I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if what does my dad say? It doesn't rain on the army, it rains in the army.
Yeah.
You know, it just if it's gonna rain on you, man, you gotta go through the rain.
Yeah.
This team don't know how to do it. It really doesn't. It pains me to say it, but I feel like if they let the slump or the inconsistent, whatever you want to call it, inconsistent streak, I don't feel like it's a slump, really, because it's really early in the season, so don't get me wrong. But, you know, they're still finding their footing. What are we, 20-some-odd games into the season already?
Yeah, something like that.
We're
over 20 games. Yeah, we're almost hitting that 30 game mark.
So we're a fourth, a little over a quarter of the season done. By this time last year, they had their footing. By this time last year, they were already knee deep in a lot of overtime games as well.
Yes. Also, by this time last year, we were well in first place.
There's another one holding for you, too. Yeah, that's true. Here's another one for you, too. There was a time last year, or maybe even the year before that, actually, where they had their footing, but then people were just throwing backup goalies at us because
yeah,
even they didn't believe.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Like, oh, we're not going to waste a starter on this one. Really? I want to see the Stars be that threat.
And I would love for them to finally be that threat.
Is it going to happen, though? I mean, sure, it might.
Good guess.
This team is one that likes to... I'm going to call it the too late team. I hate to say it like that, but right now I feel like they're the too late team. Like, they would be late to their own funeral sort of thing. this guy has been around me all my life, so he knows where I get my sayings too.
Right.
But, it pains me to say it. And I firmly believe that aside from the Rangers, obviously, this is the best team in Dallas. Even with the Rangers, I'm like, hey, yeah, show me. You won the World Series once. That's cool. But, you know, it's time the Stars show us. Like, people are wasting money on that. People are wasting time on that. People are wasting gas money. People are wasting energy.
And people are getting frustrated with it too.
Yeah. Hi, my name's JJ. I want to watch the hockey game tonight. I really do. You know I do. I would make time probably out of state. Actually, I did try to make time while I was out of state for a family thing for the holidays. I had my phone and my iPad with me as I was rolling down the road. I was ready to go, and we came home just in time for the game to start.
Here's a tough question for you.
What you got?
Which one frustrates you more, the Stars play or the Bally Zap?
I'm just going to go with yes. Yes. Dude, my face got red right as soon as you finished that question. Wow. Well, okay, so here's the thing. Let me change up everything I've been saying for the last 56 minutes. If you're going to wait till late, at least be down a goal. And yeah, at least wait till the last 5 minutes of the third period when the app actually works. I'm sorry, did I trash them out loud? I did. Oops. Because,
and hey, don't tell me I tried to log in too many times when I just tried to log in the one time. I don't understand how that works out.
I'm still irritated that the other night, what was the last weekend I told you? The app was so freaked out, I'll say, that I restarted the pregame twice and I had no idea because I'm a patient guy. And you know, when I'm with family and helping them, you know, I get lost in that task. And, you know, I'm still listening, but my attention goes to where it needs to be. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That stupid thing restarted 3 times and I missed the whole period. Vegas, that night. When I saw that they were down 5-1 or 4-1, whatever it was in the one period, my heart sank. I'm like, how did that happen? I thought the pregame was on still. I looked at the time. I'm like, oh.
The app is messed up. Go figure on that.
I don't know. Look, if the app's going to mess up, please be on a blowout.
I agree.
I don't know.
I agree.
That's a whole other tangent for a whole another day. I know that We're pushing the end of the show here, man. What else you got for me? Anything for Seattle?
My prediction for tonight, I think we're going to get beat, and I think it's going to be, I'm going to say we're going to lose 5-2.
5-2?
I think it's going to be 4-2, and I think we pull the goalie. That's just my honest feeling. I think Seattle's going to come in here, and they're going to be upset about last season, and I think they're going to – I just have that feeling. The Stars just haven't shown me enough to make me feel confident they're going to do something.
Now, why did you have to take Seattle's side? Now I have to take Dallas's side to even things out. Man –
No, you don't have to. You take whatever side you want to take. I want the Stars to win, but I'm just giving you my honest prediction, my feeling.
And this guy said last season or at the beginning of this one, whichever one it was, that he don't know hockey. He's learning. He's learning. What a better time to – what a good time to learn, man, when the Stars are – elbow deep, and what the heck is going on? That's the best way I can describe it. We're in the state of what the heck is going on. But, yeah. Okay, Seattle tonight. Power play is still 0 for forever. Penalty kill still shines like the brightest star they are. Dallas? Ooh. Contradicting everything I just said. Dallas 6. Seattle, too. If you're going to wake up, it needs to be against Seattle. And by God, you need to put your foot down and own that ice.
There you go. And I'm also going a little reverse psychology out there. So I'm pulling for the Stars. I want the Stars to win. Anybody who listens to this, I'm not downing the Stars. I'm actually trying to maybe pull some reverse psychology out of this.
I'll down the Stars for you, man. I'm tired of the inconsistency there. Go ahead and at me, JJN09. I'm everything pretty much.
There you go.
Come get me. I don't care.
All right, man. Well, we'll have to find out tonight. We'll have to get together next week and discuss hopefully good things.
All right. Sounds good to me. Hey, we might have a friend of mine on here. Got to make sure I can get you both on here because he's going to have some free time with his work because of the holidays and whatnot. And so, yeah, it could be a lot of fun next week. You game?
Sounds good to me. Yes, sir.
Right on. Well, then, I guess I will catch you next week. Thanks for your time, dude.
All right. Go Stars.
Go Stars. Thank you, BS3. We are out.